It's like a war zone. Really, the pictures don't do it justice. I know people will post things and share, but until you can just see it for yourself, it's really, really surprising, shocking, and it's a devastating damage. When I walked up to the ballpark, most of the light poles were snapped. And those, they take a lot of force. None of the dugouts survived. The fences are down. It's catastrophic. There's a piece of wood stuck in the middle of the baseball field, just sticking up. And I don't know how deep it's in there, but I would say a good 4 to 6 feet. It's unbelievable when you look at it. Thankful that, it wasn't worse than it was. Of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families who have lost loved ones. We do have several students who lost their homes, and many more who have damage to their homes. We are ready to help them. I've been trying to get out to most of those homes as there is access to the road, to offer assistance and provide. Let them know that we have things at school that we can help them with, and we'll try to meet their needs any way we can. We just care about these kids. We want to get them what they need and get them back in school as soon as possible, so at least they have that part of their life that's normal.